President Bush was rushed off to an underground shelter during a security scare at the White House today. The situation lasted only a few minutes and then was declared a false alarm. Let's go now to Horace Holmes, who's live at the White House. Horace, what have you learned about what was going on there? What caused this scare?
Well, Leon, a report came in late this morning that an unidentified aircraft had entered a restricted area. Folks at the White House took it very seriously.
Yeah, get across the street. Okay. Come on, go.
The alert that an unidentified aircraft had violated a no-fly zone caused a whirlwind of activity at the White House as the Secret Service jumped into action. Sharpshooters took their position and agents rushed to clear the area.
Very excited Secret Service agents and policemen, and there was a lot of excitement. People were running out of the White House into Lafayette Park.
President Bush was working at his desk in the Oval Office at the time agents rushed him into a shelter in the basement of the White House.
There was a report or an indication that an aircraft had entered restricted airspace around the White House, and so there were some precautionary measures that were taken. It was quickly learned that it was a false alarm.
Staffers were moved out of the West Wing and tourists were moved out of the East Wing. This man, a tourist from New York, here with his family, was on Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House.
And the police cleared this entire area. They asked everybody who was here to leave, and those of us who wanted to enter this area said you can't go in right now.
And Vice President Cheney was not at the White House, but reportedly was notified and taken to a secure location. He arrived back at the White House shortly after the all clear was given.
Well, what sparked all of this? According to the Department of Homeland Security, it was just a blip on the radar screen, no aircraft. Reporting live at the White House, Horace Holmes, ABC 7 News.
All right.